You're in this predicament because you decided not to get help, or you thought you could do it yourself, and then it failed. It's 99.7 DJX. Transportation fails is what we're talking about, because, you know, maybe you bought an 85-inch television at Walmart, then decided, you know what, not going to be able to fit in the back of my
Bronco.
So what do I do? Do I strap it to the roof? Do I have someone lay on it in a pickup truck, in the bed of a pickup truck, and see if I can
definitely put it on TikTok?
Yeah. Deanna, I bought a houseplant that was taller than me and thought this will fit in my car. It didn't. Drove home with leaves slapping me in the face like the plant was fighting me. Okay.
Ouchie.
Yeah. You know, I will say, now this is not an inanimate object. This is an animal. Whenever we have tried to transport our cats, we have two cat carriers. We have four cats. So there are two specific cats that need to be in the carriers. The ladies. The lady cats need to be in the carriers. The boy cats, they can chill. Fred and Eggs, usually just in the back seat, and they don't do anything. However,
the ladies are nervous travelers.
Yes. However, it's usually mid travel where it's so annoying hearing my cat Guinness meow, carry on,
right,
that it's like, you know what, we could just let her out. And that is the wrong thing to do.
Yeah, no.
Because,
okay,
because then, so transportation fail, then Guinness decides to jump on my shoulders as I'm driving.
Oh, that's not good.
Or try to get in my lap. Or, even better, get under my legs.
So,
I mean, these are examples of transportation fails.
Right.
Luckily, nothing happened.
That's good.
But still, a bad situation to be in.
Yeah, with three pugs, like, it's really a bad decision for me to take them by myself to go get nails trimmed, because one freaks out. That's Piper. I'm going to go ahead and call her out. She freaks out. She's crying the whole time. She is trying to run all over, like someone's got to hold her down. And then, of course, when you have three leashes, mm-hmm, right, the streams get crossed all the time.
Sure.
I get tangled up. There is just a circus when I walk in. So we have a system now where I have a helper, and we kind of keep the other two in the car while the one's going in, getting it, and then we just, it's an exchange program, and that's how we make it work.
Tim, I made chili for pot. Oh, gosh. I've done this before, too. Didn't secure the lid on the chili. One speed bump later, my car smelled like cumin for 6 months.
Oh.
I'm telling you, that's happened to me before.
Oh, yeah.
Spilled chili from a crock pot in your car is terrible.
I did have an entire small Coke spill in my car last night, because I was alone. I had the drink carrier, and it, like, kind of tipped. The little one tipped over. I grabbed the styrofoam cup, and I think I pierced it with a nail.
Mm.
And the whole thing was emptied in my car.
Yeah, I spilled
by the time I got home.
Coffee in my car probably once every couple weeks. Brad, these are transportation fails, things that you've tried to but failed at transporting. Strapped a Christmas tree to my roof. Halfway home, noticed branches flying off behind me like a festive confetti. Somewhere on I-65, there's still evidence of this.
Oh, no! Oh, we didn't, like, rope it down to keep the branches secure?
Didn't we have a misconnection several months ago where this lady in a convertible Mercedes.
Yes! She was
throwing in the passenger seat.
Yep, like, let's do this. Jessica, I was moving my fish to a new apartment in its tank.
Okay.
Hit a pothole on the highway. Tank tipped.
Oh,
water
no.
Everywhere.
Oh, no.
Fish gone.
Oh, no.
My little guy fell under my seat. And by the time I was able to pull over and find him, he was barely alive, but only lived for another couple days after that.
Oh, no.
Oh, the drama.
Rip the poor fish.
Oh, he was like without air for too long.
And then the stress of it probably was just his downfall.
Like, it's not worth it anymore to go on.
It's not worth it. Oh, shoot.
Oh, that's tragic.
Greg said I rented a kayak, didn't own roof racks.
Uh-oh.
So I used a combination of pool noodles and rope. Drove 30 miles an hour the entire way.
Did it work?
Got within a mile of my house, lost the battle.
Oh, no! to get so close.
That sucks.
Oh, man.
All right, just one more. These are transportation fails.
Dave, I swore to my wife, a queen mattress could fit on top of my sedan. We didn't need to rent a truck to move it.
Yeah, why? We don't need to spend the extra money.
It became a sale on the highway, and we lost it somewhere between Bowling Green and Bullitt County.
Oh, no.
She will never let me forget that. That is going to be a story that will come back through the course of your marriage.
Oh,
for
shoot.
Sure. Remember the one time we tried to get a mattress home on top of the sedan?
Yeah, and it flew off, and then a semi ran over it.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah.
Oh,
jeez.
Oh, no.
All right, those are good. Thanks for the stories. It's 99.7 DJX.